So today we're carrying on with the amazing Muslim women series in Ramadan, and we are going to be talking about a companion that did something that no other companion did. She was the only companion who was with the Prophet, peace be upon him, from birth to the very end of his blessed life. And no, it was not his mother. Let's find out who she was. Let's go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the podcast. So it is Ramadan. We are almost 1 week in. And if you're not even listening to this in Ramadan, you happen to come back to it, it's okay. Alhamdulillah, it's always good to have women in Islam that we look up to and we can model our life after. And that's what you'll get today regardless, bidnillah. But alhamdulillah bil alameen, I just want to say, this is one of the companions that you will find was told by the mother of the Prophet, peace be upon him, I entrust you with Muhammad. Take care of him as if you are his mother. And there's no other companion who did what she did. She was the only one who was with the Prophet, peace be upon him, from birth to the very end of his life. And if you're not aware of this companion yet, by the end of this podcast, which is really quick but powerful, bidnillah, you will. And alhamdulillah, for being here today, don't forget to renew your intention. We are in Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, where everything is multiplied. So, if you're listening, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that you're not just here to gain knowledge, but to transform yourself as a woman, to be like those that were before us, that were even better than us. May we live up to even half of their deen and their love for this religion. Amin Rabbil Alameen. So let's begin. Right before I do, shout out to all the women who are leaving absolutely beautiful DMs for us and messages of how much you're loving the podcast, you're loving the Thrive Ramadan program and the sisterhood. Today we had a very famous Ustad from Instagram on, and alhamdulillah, he was talking about how to connect with the Quran. We've had a fixed series with sisters on how to make proper wudu and menstruation and things like that. We've had mental health series on how women, if they're struggling right now and it's hard, if they're fasting and it's hard, and there was a menstruation chat, there was a family chat where all the kids got on. I mean, it's just such a full Ramadan this year. It feels so, so good. I'm so grateful to be connecting with you sisters continuously on Thrive Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every one of you who's showing up for not only the other sisters and supporting them, but for yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah increase you. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. So, alhamdulillah, this is a story that I think is a beautiful story. And the name is Baraka of the sister Umma Ayman. And so Baraka bint Thalaba, the life of Baraka, this sister, was not always easy. As a little girl in the kingdom of Aksum, she was taken away from her family at a very young age, not by, you know, the Prophet or anything, but like just through the way that the time was back then, nothing to do with him. Then she passed from the hands of one trader to another until she finally ended up in Makkah's large open air market. And at that time, a'udhu billah, people could be displayed almost like goods, you know, and alhamdulillah, that's what Islam came to stop. It came to stop all types of, you know, exchange of people and all types of slavery, because actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids this. And we know that alhamdulillah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the companions would frequently release people from these types of arrangements and take them into their homes and treat them like family members, because at that point, obviously, they have no other means of support. And so Baraka, anyway, she was in the open air market, and she never would have thought that her destiny was to become one of the most honored women in history and of humanity. And it all started in the market when a fine man named Abdullah, a Meccan nobleman, met her and decided to take her for service to work at his home. Baraka helped because Abdullah, and this is pre-Islam, the Quran being revealed and the message, okay, needed an extra pair of hands to help him with a load in taking care of his wife, Amina bint Wahab. The couple had just married and Abdullah was getting ready to travel. So what happened when he traveled, he didn't want to leave his wife alone. So he wanted there to be another female in the house to, you know, be there with her, God forbid any emergency, help her with anything through pregnancy or anything like that. Like, so as his routine every year, he would leave his caravan on a long trade journey, and Amina was going to find herself alone for months at a time. You know, imagine there's no cell phones, there's no emails, and Amina was going to be there, you know, and there with Baraka, and they would also actually end up becoming friends, and Amina would feel much less lonely, even though her husband was away. Now, while he was away, the two women enjoyed each other's company, and Amina listened to Baraka telling her tales and legends of Aksum for hours on end. Each story was more fascinating than the last. One day, Amina told Baraka of a strange dream she had only a few days earlier. Now, I'm going to pause here if people don't know that Amina is the mother of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So, Abdullah is the father of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So, he's the one who had brought Baraka into their home. This is pre-Islam, which is when they were still, in the time of the Jahiliyyah or ignorance. And so they were there enjoying each other's time. And Amina confides in Baraka that she had a dream. A dazzling light came from my stomach and it lit up the whole city of Makkah, the valleys and hills, until it spread to the way of Ash-Sham. And alhamdulillah, what could this dream mean? And Baraka said, "It means you'll soon be giving birth to a blessed child," said Baraka. Her wisdom was beyond her years, a child who carries lots of blessings. Now, she wasn't making this up. Amina looked more and more tired as the days passed, and Baraka understood these were all signs. While on his travel, Abdullah had no idea that Amina was carrying the precious gift of life, their first and only child. Now, Amina was worried. It was several days since Abdullah's caravan should have returned to Makkah. The Arabian roads aren't safe, she thought. Anything could have happened on their journey. So you can imagine, as a wife, your husband's supposed to come home. He hasn't been there for months, and you can't even call him and ask him what happened. Baraka, her faithful companion, felt sorry for Amina, who was filled with worry. Wanting to help the young girl, she decided to carry out a little investigation about what's happening. As tired traders returned to Makkah from their journeys, Baraka would go to them and ask them about Abdullah. At long last, one of them told her terrible news. "Everyone who left for Sham has now returned, except Abdullah," the man uttered with a heavy heart. "Unfortunately, Abdullah did not survive the journey. He has left this world." Oh, what a tragedy. Being pregnant with her first child, Amina was about to face the most difficult test of her life. A terrible ache covered her as the news of her husband's death broke her heart. Tears streamed down her cheeks, showing only a tiny part of her greater sadness. This young woman was shattered, but even though her heart was broken, she made a promise to stay strong and protect her child. She swore to do everything she could to raise and guide the baby and allow him to live an incredible life that she sensed from her dream. So now we're going to mention that, you know, as a woman, it's hard. But we look at the women back then and we think, you know, alhamdulillah, they understood they had a greater purpose. So if you're currently struggling, like I'm currently struggling through anything, we have to think, as this happening, we have to sometimes rise above. Yeah. So that's what Amina did. Amina felt her body tremble, each twitch growing stronger and happening more often. But strangely, she felt no pain, none whatsoever. The arrival of her first child was happening in a way unlike any tale she had heard. By her side was Baraka, held her tight, made sure the young Amina had everything she needed. Together, they faced this incredible moment in Amina's life. With a gentle push, Amina brought her baby into the world. Astonishingly, there were no cries of pain, not even a whimper. With delicate hands, Baraka reached out and cradled the newborn in her arms. It was a beautiful baby boy. If you can guess who it was. She swaddled the baby in a soft cloth and placed him gently upon his mother's lap. Amina gazed into her child for the very first time. Tears of joy streamed down her face as she marveled at his beauty. To honor his family who had passed away, the task of naming the newborn was given to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and he was a legend among the Arabs, having rediscovered the Zamzam well a few years back. Many of you know about Zamzam. That is when you go to Mecca and you drink the water that never ends inside of the mosque with the Holy Kaaba. The old man already had a name in mind and did not intend to change it. He decided to call him Muhammad, peace be upon him. That would be his name, a rare yet beautiful name that means the praised one. He sensed that this child would rise high and be praised by future generations. Subhanallah. And in fact, he didn't just feel it. He had an unshakable belief that his grandchild would become a true hero. Baraka found herself preparing for a long-awaited journey planned by Amina. Together, they would take little Muhammad and they would travel to a town called Yathrib, several days' walk north of Makkah. So they're in Makkah, right? And they're going to travel. Amir's family lived there, and the trip was meant to be like a vacation to escape the hustle and bustle of Mecca. And if any of you have gone to Hajj or Umrah, you will know that when you go to Medina, it is very quiet and peaceful. When you go to Mecca, it's like the hustle-bustle trade city. It's like going to an outskirts of a city versus like the actual main city. They spent a few weeks in Yathrib, enjoying the company of her family. And when the time came to return to Mecca approaching, they set off on foot, traveling for several days through the hot and rocky desert. On their way home, trekking through a hilly patch of land called Abwa, Baraka noticed a change in Amina. Her usual vibrant spirit seemed way down. She moved slowly, almost shuffling. Her face was flushed with fever, and beads of sweat dotted her forehead. Her heavy breathing stirred a sense of worry in Baraka. Suddenly, Amina faltered. Her body gave way and she collapsed on the ground. Her heart raced in panic. "Amina, Amina," she cried out, her voice trembling, rushing to her side. Baraka's heart thumped loudly. Amina, weak and weary, motioned for her to lean closer, and she whispered to her the words she spoke. "I am nearing the end, my dear Baraka," she gasped a few breaths. "I entrust Muhammad to you. Take care of him as if you are his mother. Promise me, dear Baraka, that you will not only know that he will not know of any sadness after this day." Subhanallah, what a huge responsibility. And not just to take care of a child, such an important child, but also that he should not know any sadness. This was so important to the mother that he had a great childhood. And so young Muhammad, having never seen his father, now saw his mother pass away when he was just 6 years old. So that's how old he was at this time. But the little orphan was not alone. He could count on the loyalty of Baraka, the young woman who would be at his service for the rest of his life and way beyond Amina's expectations. Baraka was a constant presence in every major moment of the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And so much more is to this story. I encourage you to read the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in The Sealed Nectar. It's a book by Ibn Kathir. You will read all about this. And on the day his mother died, it was Baraka who continued the journey and brought little Muhammad, peace be upon him, safely back to Mecca. She was there when Muhammad, peace be upon him, grew older and married Khadija. She was present when he became a prophet and moved to Medina. And she was there in every major battle he fought. She was there when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, left this world. More than anyone else, Baraka was just like a mother to the Prophet, peace be upon him, after his own mother had passed away. So if you weren't aware that the Prophet Muhammad had this kind of almost second mother his whole life, and she was there throughout every, we hear the stories, the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud, and you know, she was always there humming in the background. You know, even though he was an orphan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded him with help from ways he couldn't imagine. And I want you to know, dear sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surrounding you with help from ways that you cannot imagine. You might feel like you're going through something difficult now, and you might feel lonely, and you might feel like you're not sure what to do. But if you focus more on the good is happening for you instead of the bad, you'll find there are little pockets of rahmah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing you ease and joy and people into your life. Who knows? Maybe it's even this podcast to lift your day. Who knows? Maybe it's even the women in Thrive to embrace you, or local sisters at your mosque, or a friend who's called you up after a long time, or a recent, you know, piece of information that came your way that gave you a bit of hope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your Ramadan easy. May He make your fasting easy. Please keep me in your du'as, dear sisters. I will keep you in mine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this time we had together. And if you're looking for any other future resources to increase your journey and carry on and be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a ton for you at Mindful Muslima. I will leave the link here, www.mindful-muslima.com. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.